All right, how you doing? I have envisioned this as a sitting session when I first started recording. It's a scanning session, and you can actually do it in any position that you want to. And what I'd like you to do is keep your attention on your body as much as you can the entire time, in particular, your bones. And what if you were to take these few moments or seconds or minutes, whatever you decide to do, to focus on the bones in your body? What if you were to, in really whatever position you're in right now, or whatever position you wish to get in, to make yourself comfortable and to help yourself focus on the bones in your body. Again, in whatever way that you do, in whatever way that you want to, just focus, feel, sense the bones in your body. In whatever way is pleasing to you, just focus on the bones in your body. Feel, sense, imagine the sensations, the images, what you could call your feeling imagination of the bones all throughout your body. There are bones in your legs and feet. Can you feel them? Can you sense individual bones in your legs? In your feet? What are the distinctions you can make in your mind's eye thinking about the bones in your feet? And this isn't a test. There's not a correct number of bones you need to be able to sense in your feet or in your legs. Just take your attention there in whatever way that you do. There are also bones in your trunk, the center of your body. Can you feel them? So, what are the bones in your trunk? There would be your ribs. Your pelvis, your vertebra in your spine, there are bones in your arms and hands. By the way, I may talk about you feeling the bones in one part of your body and then the next, and you may not be ready to even want to take your attention to where I'm speaking about, and that's fine. You can go in your own time and your own way. You can selectively pay attention to or ignore whatever you want to hear. And how about your spine? Can you feel the bones in your spine from top to bottom? How far down can you feel your spine? How far up can you feel your spine? Can you sense where the top of your spine is? Can you sense where the bottom of your spine is? And how could you find out through direct experience how many vertebrae that you have? Could you count them? Now, you don't need to count them. I'm just wondering if you could. If you want to feel them and count them. Not necessarily right now, but you could count them right now. Make the attempt if you wanted to. Without touching your vertebra physically. And how about those ribs? Can you feel them in your mind's eye? And what if you were to count your ribs in your attention? Is that possible, or does it seem impossible for now? And your head? Are the bones in your head? How about your skull? Can you feel the front of your bones? The back of your bones? The side of your bones? And you can take as much time as you want to do this process of feeling and sensing your bones. There really is no right way or wrong way to do it. And you know, you can take as little time as you want to do this process of feeling your bones, your skeleton. Start when you want. End when you want. Whatever's right for you, for now, and I do wonder when in the future you will find yourself scanning and feeling your skeletal contact, scanning and feeling your bones. I do wonder whether you'll do this process again in your mind's eye. And where you'll do it. Will you do it purposefully? Will you set a time? Or will you do it spontaneously? Will it just come to your mind while you're standing and doing something or laying down, when you wake up in the morning, when you go to bed at night? And I do wonder what effect it will have on your thinking and feeling and acting. Your actions. And when you'll find it useful to think about your bones, your skeletal experience, and when it will be useful to ignore it. When to put it in the foreground or the background, or to not do that at all. Enjoy.